If I'm a leader, I'm telling my agents that. You better change and get with a professional process quickly. Hi, this is Brian Eisenhower. I'm really excited for the show today. I've got Rick Fuller, also an Eisenhower coaching coach, here with me. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
What we were trying to do right now is really talk about, with this new NAR settlement, that creates a lot of new conversations that we have to have. And you're hearing a lot about what's changing in the industry and what's going to change. And, oh my goodness, here's what's going to happen. And MLSs are going to go away. They aren't going to go away. And all these different things that may or may not happen with our industry. And those are all fun conversations. And we have those in lots of different places. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. What we're going to talk about is what you need today. And that is, what can we say? What do we say to maybe the agents in our brokerage about this? How can we help them get through this? What do we say to our seller clients about this? And what do we say to our buyer clients? Because there's lots of different conversations we need to have with each of those. So these scripts and or talking points are ways that we can better inform and further add value to our agents and our clients moving forward. And if we're going to consider ourselves an expert and professional, we need to know those. So we're really trying, and these are things that we've roundtabled with all the Eisenhower coaches out there that we're all working on right now around the clock to try to get this information out to you guys so that we can be in the know and we can help our people. So with that being said, Rick, I'm going to interview you. How about we do it that way? I'll interview you. So I'm going to put you, I just have to ask questions, okay? And I've got them. Let me tell you, I'm prepared. I hope Rick is. And literally, there are papers all, it's like a mad scientist in my office right now. There are papers everywhere, me just scribbling different talking points and scripts. And I'm not joking. It's been an absolute chaotic scene. My wife wants nothing to do with me these days. I haven't showered in four. Just kidding. Eisenhower Coaching's Custom Training Suite is your company's own custom branded training website loaded with Eisenhower Coaching's powerful training courses for real estate agents, teams, and brokerages. With video lessons, audio lessons, downloadable course workbooks, scripts, tools, and systems, with quizzes and action steps for accountability and implementation, managers can also monitor agent performance with detailed reporting. Agents can earn certificates and degree designations abbreviated after their name in signature lines, online profiles, and marketing. Easily create your own customized courses for local topics like file compliance, MLS systems, contracts and disclosures, CRM training, and new agent orientation. Use ICC's course training materials in your own office training rooms with our downloadable and printable student workbooks, instructor's manuals, instructional training videos for each class lesson. The Custom Training Suite is your own custom branded training system that is changing the game for real estate, teams, and companies everywhere. Let's start with, what do we say to our agents? If we're an industry leader, maybe a broker owner, a TL, what can we tell them about their fears about their income going down now because commissions are being slashed, as it says in the clickbait headlines?
Yeah. So Brian, let's start with this. You've got to say something, because this is all over the place. It's on every news media outlet. It's not just on the finance department or the business section. It's like leading the front page. It's all over social media. So if you're quiet, if you're silent, and if you're not getting guidance, you are in big trouble as a real estate leader today. So here's what we should be telling our team members. The days of running around are over. The days of running a business are a requirement. We are no longer in a situational real estate market where rates are low and everybody wants to buy a house, or we could say seller's paying for this and I work for free. We don't say those things. What we do now is we actually operate with a organized sales process, because it's not a situational market, Brian. It's a skill-based market, and we got to improve the skills of our people. So here's what I'm telling our agents on our team. Here's what you should be telling your agents, is that we must have an organized sales process. That means you meet somebody and they're a contact, you know, a name, phone number, maybe an email address. You've got to make them a customer. A customer name, phone number, email address, want to buy now or in the near future, have not or are not an agent, makes them a customer. And then here's the part that must happen, is they must become a client. If that's a seller, they got to become a listing client with a listing agreement. And if they're a buyer, they must go from a buyer customer, Brian. They must go to a buyer client. And a buyer client has a buyer representation. You might call it a buyer broker. You might call it a buyer agreement, whatever you call it. But they're no longer a customer. They are a client. We must mirror the relationship we've had with the seller for all these years. Nobody takes a listing without a listing agreement. We've got to now move that and have that same conversation with our buyers. Nobody's going to work with a buyer without a buyer agreement. It's the same process. We're mirroring them.
And that should never have changed, right? I mean, that should
it shouldn't have.
That should have always been your organized sales price, but it wasn't. Let me show you why, and here's proof, okay? This is from the National Association of Realtors profile of home buyers and sellers. Look at the low percentage of agents that actually used a buyer agency agreement of some sort up front before representation. This is how lazy agents have become. Only 41% in last year used a buyer agency agreement to explain how much they were going to get paid ahead of time. Okay? Only 41%. This is the one thing I'm happy about the settlement about. It really is. Literally, they're in the dark of how they're getting paid. They don't realize it's being put into their price, that it's being baked in. Now, all agents are going to get professional and they're going to have a tough conversation. They're going to explain how they're getting paid here. They've been hiding the ball on that for a long time. Now, we have always coached to explain the terms of the agency relationship on the front. And for the 59% of agents that's not in their organized sales process, it's probably because they don't have an organized sales process. We are going to have to get more professional, right?
Brian, you're absolutely right. And before we even get to a commission, you've got to define what your value is. You're going to sit across the table from a buyer, and your agents are going to sit across the table from a buyer. And do you understand what they're looking for? And if you don't, NAR put out a survey, the 2023 survey of buyers and sellers. You can read about what a buyer is looking for in their agent. And then you should be able to articulate what value do you bring? What value do you bring in finding a property and negotiating the property? What value do you bring in the buying process and inspections and appraisals and all those things?
Let me pull out of that because I don't want to get too deep down the buyer rabbit hole yet. I want to go back to the leaders talking to their agents, okay?
Yep.
Back to, because I know what agents are freaked out about right now is my commissions are being slashed. My commissions are being slashed. Like, are they going to be slashed? Okay, I'm going to start with this statement right now before I'll give Rick a chance to think about his next one. This is my because of the number, the percentage you just saw, a lot of agents aren't professional enough to have a consultation to explain the agency relationship and how they're going to proceed. Okay. Agent commissions are not going to go down, but the number of agents will. Okay. You can put quotations around that one. Agent commissions are not going to go down, the number of agents will. And if I'm a leader, I'm telling my agents that you better change and get with a professional process quickly. If you're just running around people pleasing, throwing people in your car without explaining anything, showing them a house and then creating panic to hurry up and write an offer without ever explaining what you're going to get paid, because that's easier. You are the doctor that's writing scripts on the street corner. Nope. Those doctors don't do that. They're professional. They come in, they weigh you, they check, they put you through their process before they treat and diagnose. Don't be a doctor writing scripts on the street corner for $20. Don't just throw them in your car. Okay? You're going to need an organized sales process. Is that a tough conversation? I suppose. I mean, we've been teaching it and seeing it so long, you know, it might take you a little bit of change to learn how to have a tough conversation like a professional. But you will get it. You will get it. Just trust. Just trust. It's worked for so many ahead of you. And they all tend to be very high producers, right? Rick, explain decoupling. And that's, I think this is probably the most important change that's out there that we need to explain to our agents. And actually, we're going to have to explain to both buyers and sellers as well.
Yeah. You know, Brian, what I would tell you about the NAR lawsuit, and this packaging, this script, if you will, works with both your clients, with your agents, with your buyers, with your sellers, that the what did not change, Brian, the what did not change, only the how and when. Now, think about it. You're still going to have a listing agent if you want to sell a home. You're still going to have a buyer's agent if you want buyer representation on your next purchase. There's still going to be a commission paid. That what did not change. You know what did change? The how. We are no longer going to be deciding for a buyer's agent at the time of the listing what they're going to be paid. We're decoupling that. That conversation may happen later, maybe with an offer. It might happen later when we do concessions. That might happen later when we look at what kind of offer prices that we receive. That what changed is not the what, it's the how and the when of when we discuss a buyer's agent's compensation. So we're decoupling it from the listing agreement. We're not talking about the buyer's agent commission when we sit down to take a listing. Brian, we never should have. Think about it. Why would you and I, if I'm on a listing appointment, you're my seller, why are you and I negotiating what the worth is of an agent that represents a buyer? That's ridiculous. That worth for a buyer should be discussed between a buyer and the buyer's agent. That's how they define what their value is. Why am I setting their commission? If they're a lousy agent, they should not be paid very much. If they're an exceptional agent, they should be paid well. And that's what decoupling does. And if we can package it that way, the what didn't change, only the how and when.
So real simple, concise format there. Guys, before, when we explained to our clients and our agents before, the seller agent was paid and he paid half, he or she paid half to the buyer's agent. Now it's the same amounts, but the seller is paying the seller's agent and the buyer is now, in one way or another, responsible for paying the buyer's agent. It is the same amounts. It's that, and what is the amount? What is the amount of the amount? It's always been negotiable. It's still negotiable. Got, make it? That's all that we're talking about here. Okay? It's always been, it's still been. Okay? That's the key. It's X amount. It's X amount. Okay? It's just how it's getting paid. That's it. All right? One other thing I really want to, I'll throw out there is, and I can't believe I'm getting this one still. And if you look, I got, you know, I think 50,000 views on my last YouTube video on this. And if you go down and look at all the comments, oh my goodness, everything's prices go up and down again. It just makes me mind numbing. Okay. First of all, there's only one thing that controls home prices, and that's supply and freaking demand. Okay. If that has never not been tested recently, everybody's like, well, and I'll tell you, the only thing that matters there is supply. That's why we call it supply side economics, okay? Buyer demand matters very little. I'm gonna say it again. Buyer demand matters very little compared to supply. As evidenced by the fact that mortgage interest rates just doubled and home prices are still going up. And everybody thought that was gonna be the end of the world. Nope, barely a blip on the radar. Barely a blip on the radar, okay? As we've always said, as we'll continue to say, don't buy into it. Now, understand, so those two reasons alone is why this will change nothing. But even if buyer's agents are somehow paid less because of this, even if it's possible, understand we're talking about 1 to 2 percentage points of a purchase price when home prices go up on average 4% a year at minimum. This ain't going to drop housing prices. It's crazy math. I don't get it. So there's just no freaking way. No freaking way. This one ain't going to do that, okay? This one ain't going to do that one. This one I actually chuckle a little bit, but it's amazing how people get kind of crazy about this, okay? So it won't. So there's an objection handler for you on prices, okay? The last one, compare this to the commercial real estate market, Rick.
Yeah, so Brian, commercial has operated this way for the longest of time. If you know, commercial doesn't operate with an MLS. They don't provide a commission rate on the multiple listing. And that's what we're going to see with this. We're still going to see a multiple listing. We're still going to have access to an MLS. What we're going to see, Brian, is that the commission itself, that field, will be removed from the MLS. And commercials operated like that for a long time. If you're a commercial agent, you write an offer on a property, guess what you include? It includes a commission demand. It includes a commission agreement. You like my offer? Sign here. And that includes a commission agreement. By the way, Brian, this is no different than what happens when you go to a new home. You go into a new home community, you write an offer, you include a commission agreement. This is what happens when you write an offer for sale by owner. They didn't negotiate your commission up front. You're representing a buyer. You write an offer, you submit it. It includes a commission agreement. This is what I'm going to get paid. I'm representing the buyer. If you like the terms of the contract, sign here. And that's what's going to happen. And we just have to be, I think we've got to be a little calmer about this situation. We have to understand what's really going to happen. The sky is not falling. The world of real estate, there was 4 million sales that occurred last year. And that was the lowest it's occurred in 30 years. And every one of them had a buyer and every one of them had a seller. And what you showed earlier, Brian, is that vast majority are represented by a real estate professional. That will not change. Your ability to communicate it must change.
So understanding commercial real estate, people wondering what's going to happen with this new model. Well, we have a parallel market that has been running this way without an MLS for a very long time. And guess what? There are still buyer's agents. There are still tenant agents. When people want to go find a commercial property, they still call an agent that goes and shows their listings and other people's listings the exact same way, and they get paid. Okay, they are not slashed. They are oftentimes paid just as much as the listing agent, in fact. And in fact, there's often 3 to 4 agents in line on commercial deals. There's so much room to go around. So you could actually make the argument that commission amounts might even increase, because very often commercial commission rates are higher than residentials. Those are very, very possible outcomes as well. The idea that there's going to be this slashing, that's just people trying to create clickbait out there, to be perfectly honest with you. There's no factual basis for that whatsoever based on anything we've seen in history, okay? Nothing. So please understand that, and that's how we're going to give our agents a whole lot more peace of mind that they will survive in this, and our clients. Okay, so now I want to move on this. Rick, I want to hear some direct scripts from you, okay? Tell me the 3 or maybe 4 ways that a buyer, that we're going to, when we talk to a buyer as a buyer's agent, that they can explain in their buyer consultation appointment how they are going to be compensated in that transaction.
Yeah. So, Brian, I think the first thing, there's a lot of information coming. Not everything's been disclosed. Matter of fact, the litigation or the settlements created more questions than answers first. And I think our boards are working hard to put this in a new purchase agreement, a new buyer representation agreement, a new listing. All those things are coming in every one of our markets. There's a lot of work to be done. But my initial response, Brian, is you give your buyers options. You meet with a buyer. They're a customer. You're going to have them become a client. This occurs with a buyer consultation, concludes with a buyer agreement. And you simply say, I am paid this percentage or X amount, could be a flat fee or a percentage. And there are many ways that that can be paid. I'm going to write an offer on your behalf and I can include a commission agreement. And the seller is going to pay it, which is not much different than what we've seen previously. The seller could be offering a concession. You know, we do carpet, paint, landscaping, title, escrow, down payment assistance. There could be a concession field that includes some of that compensation. Maybe in the future, we even have the ability to include it in the loan amount, or we just increase the sales price just a little bit to encompass my representation of you. And so these are 4 different options that could exist. And maybe what we see, Brian, is a hybrid of all of these. Meaning that maybe some of it is covered by the seller. Maybe some of it's covered by the concession. Maybe some of it's covered by increasing the loan amount. Maybe some of it's covered by the purchase price. So I think you're going to have that structure. I think what's important is you relax. You're going to get compensated. The money is still there. The equity is there. Homeowners have never had greater equity. The biggest pool of buyers today is first-time buyers. They need real estate representation. Sellers are going to look at this and say, this is what my net proceeds are, even if I'm paying for an agent to represent the buyer. And I think you're going to get paid and you're going to give your buyer options.
Yep. And you know, another thing that will likely come from this too, because the market tends to adapt, in all likelihood, a lot of these lenders and loan companies, they're going to allow for more concessions in here just to make it work. That's a strong likelihood, because the capitalist market tends to evolve with different rules and regulations out there to accommodate, because that's what lenders want to do, man. They want to make more loans. They really do. That's what loan companies do. The banks do. They want to make more loans. So they will typically accommodate in order to do that. And so will the secondary loan markets as well too. So I think you will likely see that, just to even give more room out there so you can get compensation and closing costs and prepaids, all paid for as well too. Really quickly, let's move on to a buyer agency script. Okay, so I'm sitting down there with the client. We do need to move quick, but really quickly, I'm sitting down with the client. Give me one. Then we've got a multitude of different buyer agency scripts. But Rick, can you just give me one to throw out there, Adam, right now?
Brian, I'm going to give you just one sentence, because I know you like it short, you like it brief, and you like it really clear. Brian, would you like to hire me to represent you on your purchase? That's the script. Would you like to hire me to represent you on the purchase? Now, do you have to articulate all the things you're going to do? 100%. Do you have to articulate the value you bring to that process? 100%. Should you be able to say, the last five people I represented, I was able to get them a better price, or it was a less inconvenience, or we were able to accommodate the timeline that they have? You should do that. At the end of it, Brian, it's simply, Brian, based on everything I've shared with you today, would you like to hire me? Right. And then you're going to shut your mouth and you're going to listen, and they're going to say yes, no, or maybe. And that's just an objection. And we see these objections, and it's an opportunity to extend the conversation. That's all an objection is.
Yep.
And if they say, well, I'm thinking about it, I don't know, let me go talk to my spouse, or, I don't know, I got a brother or sister or cousin or mother in the business. It's all an objection. It's an opportunity to extend the conversation, offer your value, and then say, would you like to hire me? And then when they say yes, and they will, I promise you, I've been doing this for over 20 years. We've always worked with not buyer customers, but buyer clients. They will say yes. If you're like that 60%, you're what I call a home run hitter. You're not moving them around the bases from contact to customer to client to contract to close. If you're not doing that, you're nervous. And I promise you, when you sit down, you clearly articulate the value, you help them accomplish their goals, and you say, would you like to hire me? They're going to say yes. And then you have the statewide or whatever form your broker recommends. You have them sign the buyer representation, buyer broker, the buyer agreement, whatever you call it in your market. You have them sign it, and we move on. Now the goal, Brian, they're a client. Let's not forget, we got a new job. Our job is to get them into contract. That's the next base that we're aiming for. And we get them into contract. Now we got to close the deal, and we work to close escrow. We now must operate. We can no longer run around. We must run a business, and we have to have an organized sales process. That's your process that we move forward with.
Love it. And oftentimes in the coaching world, we refer to buyer listings. And now you see why. Now you see why. And so much so that state and national rules and regulations are requiring us to get signatures on those. So if your local association or state association has not gotten you new forms yet, they will be coming very soon. About half of them have, that clearly explain how much you get paid. But quite frankly, exclusive buyer agencies always have. So if you're used to using them like you always should have, like everyone's been telling you to do throughout this and throughout every commission lawsuit we've had for the last 30 years to avoid this, well, now they're going to make you. And it's because of the 59% that haven't, to be perfectly honest with you. People don't know how everybody's getting paid. So because of those 59% unprofessional agents, the other 41% get to keep doing the same old thing that we've always done, right? Okay, moving very quickly. Now let's move over to sellers. And I think the name of the game with sellers is how to set expectations up front, right? How do we let them know that we need to have room to pay a buyer's agent? What are we going to say to that seller, Rick?
Yeah, yesterday, Brian, the way that we operated is we decided on this listing agreement, you and I, Brian, we decided what we were going to pay a buyer's agent. We don't do that today on the listing agreement. What we're going to do today is we're going to understand that the vast majority of bona fide, legitimate, authentic, real buyers are going to be represented by a real estate professional. They're going to write an offer. And just like you're going to pay for that reconveyance deed, you might pay for a little bit of title, you might pay a little escrow, you might pay for a notary, you might pay for, the closing fees for your lender to pay off your loan. You also should expect that conversation is going to occur when we receive an offer. So we're not talking about what's changed. We didn't change the commission. You're still going to have a listing agent, buyer's agent. It's just how and when. We're not going to have that conversation at the listing. We're decoupling it. We're going to have the conversation when I bring you an offer. And by the way, Brian, I'll be able to share with you what I believe the net proceeds of your property will be. And that'll include whatever fees and costs you have associated with that.
I love it. And again, that's an opportunity to explain decoupling again. that, you know, we used to, sure. you know, we used to talk right now and you would pay an amount up front. Now they, you know, we are now being instructed to actually split that amount up, right? So we're going to pay directly and allow us to negotiate on the buyer's side now. So we're going to set that expectation up front and kind of explain the decoupling, because I think in that seller expectation, they're going to say, hey, I hear commissions are being slashed. I hear commissions are being slashed.
Brian, I've already wanted
to go ahead, Rick.
I've already mentioned that I think we never should have been negotiating a buyer's agent commission anyway. Why would a listing agent, a seller negotiate a buyer's agent commission that's representing a buyer? But here's the other part that nobody's talking about. You don't have to articulate that anymore. All you got to do is define what your compensation is. And we know that compensation and commission is negotiable. We all know that. But this is a much easier conversation. It's clearly going to be a smaller amount because we're decoupling that. We're having that conversation later. It should be easier to say some of that goes to my brokerage. Some of that goes to investing and marketing and advertising your property. And some of this compensation is going to go to me and my family for the representation. That's how this typically works. And it's that simple to have that dialogue. Now I no longer have to start talking about how the other agent is worth their commission or not.
Correct.
And now it's decoupled. So correct. I think nobody's talking about that piece. It's going to be a smaller number because we're talking. And it's going to be easier for us to communicate that message. That part of this settlement, there's a lot in the settlement I don't like, but that part and the organized sales process, I think our industry should have adopted a long time ago.
Correct. And I think I'll add to it. And this is one of the, I'm going to show you guys something, trying to kind of prepare them, because I think one thing that we have always that needs to be done that all of our agents should do is, you know, after we get that listing agreement signed, shortly thereafter, we should get them an estimated closing statement, right? I mean, they should see what all their costs are going to be, okay? And I would include in there what's normal or what, you know, what's competitive in your area for compensating buyer's agents as well too, okay? Whatever that, you know, what whatever keeps it competitive. Why do I think we should try to remain competitive? And if the vast majority of people are in your area pay X much money to buyer's agent, why do I think that? Is because I think exposure is everything. And quite frankly, it's very important to explain to people that we are not marketing your property to the general public as much as we are marketing it to other agents. And here's proof. All throughout the last few years, you can see, I'll just go to last year, 2023, 89% of home buyers used a buyer's agent to represent them. Why? It's finding a needle in a haystack, especially right now. I need to find a home to buy. I need to get into them right away. So we are going to market to their agents. We want to motivate the agents to come show our property. That is what this decoupling has done. It is requiring us as sellers to motivate agents to get them to come see our property. So now you want to pay more to get more agents to show your property? You can. You want to pay less and have less? You can. That's up to you. We recommend being competitive, or whatever you recommend in your area. And you can see the only ones that didn't were the small number of FSBOs that's always been there. And, you know, when you buy directly from a builder developer, a very small percentage does that as well too. But for the vast majority, almost 90%, have used a buyer's agent. So we are marketing to them.
Take that just one step further. This is 2023, is in the age of the iBuyer. It's in the age of the internet. It's the age of artificial intelligence, like all these tools and resources, and buyer representation has never been higher. There wasn't a single year that was higher amongst all of those different tools and discount brokers and iBuyers that exist today. I'm not worried about the buyer no longer needing a real estate agent. This process people tend to do every 5 to 7 years. In some states, some markets, 7 to 10 or 10 to 12 years. They need great representation and we can provide that to them.
That's right. So very, very important to do that. One thing that we will in all likelihood be seeing that I want to throw out there that will be a script, but again, I would not do that right now. We got to create urgency right now for people that are having a hard time. I mean, literally, if buyers are worried about how they're going to pay their agent or how they're going to afford a house, guys, they don't have to worry about it if they buy it before midsummer, okay? Because the changes don't come till midsummer. So I would speed up right now. Okay, it makes life a lot simpler, because that's, you know, it was simpler for a for a buyer. There's no doubt about it, right? Because there is automated compensation still. So you can speed that up a little bit. You know, that's one thing you can do. Same with sellers. You know what I mean? Waiting. If a seller says, I want to wait because I'll be able to pay less. Well, that's not true. According to the terms of the current settlement agreement, you just can't put the automatic compensation in MLS, but you can put it on your agent website. You can put it on your marketing materials. You can put it everywhere. For some reason, this settlement just says we don't want to put it in the MLS. But you can put it other places. You can market it with skywriting for all you want what you're going to pay. Does that make sense? They just don't want to put it in MLS because they think that's an evil place where agents get together and collude. They don't know that we all compete in there. And we negotiate against each other like crazy. But it is, we've done a bad job apparently in court explaining that to people. So we're going to see the same thing happen publicly. Make sense? So you got to have good websites. You got to be able to market to people. You got to, we're going to get a chance to show our worth more. Because if agents, if people think they cannot use an agent now, ooh, it's going to be a little bit tougher. All those companies that allow you just to put it into MLS and say what you're going to charge, those aren't going to exist anymore because we can't say what we're going to charge in there. So now people are going to need an agent even more. And they're going to need a good agent that knows how to market to other agents. Because as you can see, most buyers use other agents. That's the reality of this thing. Now, the agents that don't want to do anything and just want to wait for their friends to call them and go look at a property and not explain how much they're going to get paid, those agents will go out of business. They will need to change and get more professional. They're going to have to learn how to have different conversations. Just like that doctor that writes scripts on the street corner is going to have to learn to get into his office and have a hard conversation and actually tell someone they know that they've got cancer. That is a tough conversation. You're going to have to explain it to them. Sometimes you're going to have hard conversations as professionals. And those that have been skating by without doing buyer agency agreements and not explaining how much they're going to get paid and what their options are, they're afraid of hard conversations. We need to get more professional. No more selling drugs on the street corner. See, I turn that into drug dealers. That's a very subtle transition. Explain what you're charging, say it up front, show your value. Make sense? Rick, I really appreciate all that. That's amazing scripts and dialogues. You've quickly shifted. And those are the conversations we have to have right now. Now we're going to wait and we're going to see if this evolves. We're going to see new processes, forms. We might see new industries emerge. I could talk forever about where I think this might go and how this might change the industry. But here's the thing we need to remember, guys. Stay out of the drama. Thanks for listening to the Brian Eisenhower podcast. You can learn more about ICC at EisenhowerCoaching.com. That's EisenhowerCoaching.com. You can also enroll in one of our many online courses at IccOnlineLearningCenter.com. That's IccOnlineLearningCenter.com. where you'll find the most expansive real estate training library in the industry. We also offer custom training portals for real estate teams and brokerages looking to give all of their agents access to our expansive course list of courses and training systems. Some companies even take it one step further by purchasing versions of our courses and systems that are white label branded to their specific real estate organizations. Also, be sure to subscribe to Eisenhower Coaching's YouTube channel to watch new video content that we put out each and every week. And again, be sure to join the fastest growing Facebook group for top performing real estate professionals by searching for the Real Estate Agent Roundtable group. With all of that said, thank you again for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Brian Eisenhower Podcast.